Welcome. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, independence is about taking responsibility and control of your lives, of your own lives, every aspect, from your finances to your food, your families, your education, and yes, your faith as well. I got to share a few scriptures with you this morning from Galatians 6, 7 through 9. It says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." And the point is this, whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whosoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. And that's out of 2 Corinthians 9:6. Today's show is not going to be about politics. I guess you figured that out already. So much, however, I believe we are reaping a harvest that was planted by deception and lies in this nation today. In the scripture, the Lord used analogies that people could understand. Today, less and less people understand sowing and harvesting or gardening or growing and taking responsibility in a direct way of their food. We go to the grocery store and we buy canned foods, frozen foods, convenience foods. But is this the best way? Even if our government officials are out of control, we still have a responsibility. Now, I might be stretching this just a little bit to make my point, but we can't sit back and let the government control and or provide for our every single need. We must be the ones in control of us. After all, isn't that what independence is all about? Our sponsor, Melody Cederstrom, tells us to don't be scared, be prepared. She's referring to the volatile monetary system and the debt we have here in this nation. There's more that we must do to be prepared, though. Monetarily speaking, things are somewhat better these days, but we shouldn't sit back and we shouldn't just think things are going to be okie dokie. We should be storing up and making ready for our needs. For our family needs. Food is always a need, and it always will be a need. We look around and we can see the progress we've made in the growing world, in farming and producing, in gardening. But some of that progress, some of the things we've learned along the way, perhaps those shortcuts, we now know we're not the best. They might grow food rapidly in a great abundance, but that food is not as nutritious. The value of it nutritionally is less. And many of the new methods of killing weeds and other things leaves the ground less fertile, thus giving us a less efficient food supply. I have long wanted to have a gardening show for you. And I know many of you do garden, and some of you have put it off. You haven't started it yet, but you wanted to. I've got two sons, my youngest and my oldest, that are into gardening. I couldn't get them to do anything in the garden when they were growing up, but now they're into gardening. And it's my youngest son has his oldest daughter out there every day with him when he's gardening. And it's a great time to teach a child about growth, about God. It's a great time to teach them about being responsible. It's good bonding time. Well, we have a guest today, which I'm hoping will be a steady guest, Kurt Nock of Texas Ready Seeds. We're going to talk about the importance of seeds and as well as the ground you plant. And where you live makes a difference, and there are different methods of gardening. He is the great-great-grandson of Pink Higgins. I have to admit, Kirk, I had to look that up. He's a Texas native, wildlife biology, graduate from Texas A&M University. In 1984, he founded Wildlife on Wheels, an educational program currently operated by Houston Museum of Natural Science. Kurt is also the proprietor of Knox Vintage Records, the largest company in the world dealing in vintage sound records. So we welcome Kurt today with CSC Talk Radio. How are you doing, Kurt?
Morning, Beth. It's good to be here with you.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. I want to talk about Texas Ready Seeds in the few minutes that we've got left in this first segment. Why don't you just kind of give us a background of how Texas Ready Seeds came to be?
I'll be happy to do that. First, I'd just like to say I really appreciated your lead-in to this discussion, because the Bible has so much to say about harvesting and sowing and reaping, and those are lessons that are life lessons, not just gardening lessons. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We started this business. That is my partner and I. Her name is Lucinda Bailey, better known in some circles as the Seed Lady. Probably about, I guess it's been around 8 years ago. Our country has been through some difficult days, and I know that you and your listeners have probably done a lot of talking about that over the years. And at the time that I got to know Lucinda years ago, she was kind of expressing to me where she thought we were culturally and as a country, and the concerns that she had that were multitudinous, and I was just not in a position at that point where I was able to really hear what she was saying. But over a couple of interesting events, I came to an awareness that what she was talking about was absolutely true, and it's only become more so over the years. And anyway, so back in those days, we were kind of brainstorming about what to do. You mentioned my other business, Knox Vintage Records, where we sell vintage sound recordings from the 1890s through the 1950s.
Interesting.
And I do have the largest company in the world that does deal in vintage sound recordings, and it's a very, very good business and continues to be. But as I considered the condition our world was in and coupling that with my faith system and my firm belief that we really are in the last days of the last days, it began to dawn on me that, you know, there may be coming a time, and it may not be too far down the road, where people are not going to be interested in buying old phonograph records, that they may have more pressing needs at hand. And furthermore, the Bible tells us that we were created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so the question that I had to ask myself is, why does God have me alive today? Why not 50 or 100 or 1,000 years ago? Why at this particular junction in the history of the human race am I here on this planet? And selling records is great. I've been able to minister to a lot of my customers over the years, but maybe there's something a little bit more important. And so Lucinda and I started looking at what we could do, and we decided that maybe it would be a good idea to form a business that would be useful in the event of some sort of a societal crisis, whatever that might look like, and something that we would actually be able to really physically help people with in terms of their lifestyle, nutrition, and self-sufficiency, and all of those goals. So she was always a gardener. Sounds like you need to go for a minute.
Yeah, that's okay. We are heading into a break. We'll stop at that, helping others, and we'll pick that up when we come back. How's that sound?
That's great.
All right, Kurt. We are headed into a break. We are going to open the phone lines after the next segment if you have any questions for Kurt and Texas Ready Seed at 877-895-5410. That will be the number to call after the next break, 877-895-5410. And Kurt and Bethann, we're going to be right back.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America. Using high quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Kurt Knock. He is with Texas Ready Seeds, and you know, helping others was one thing you said you were doing whenever you were trying to figure out starting this new business. And you had mentioned earlier about your vintage music. Well, you know, music helps people too. And we'll talk about that before we're done with today's show, because I do want to get into that. But let's talk about helping others with, I mean, how can you help people with packets of seeds?
Well, like I was saying, Lucinda and I just started this business because we felt like producing food was an important thing to do. It's something that, you know, most of our grandparents just did as second nature, but very few people really understand the way that's done anymore. We just go to the store and we buy a cucumber whenever we happen to need one, but we don't really understand the process that caused that cucumber to be sitting there. And we teach people how to grow food. We provide them the proper seeds in order to do it. Seeds that have been picked out for certain reasons that are very important, but not necessarily obvious to your typical beginning gardener.
Okay.
We feel that being able to grow food is not only something that might be useful in the event of, you know, some sort of a catastrophe, which I think fewer people are actually thinking these days.
Well, you had mentioned that when we
talked. Right or wrong.
Yeah, you and I talked about that when you started up, you know, there was a big prepper movement going on.
Exactly. And there's still people who are doing that, and probably not a bad idea, but I think a lot of people have kind of moved on from that because I think they just got tired of living in, you know, an attitude of fear. But it's still a good idea. There's still so many benefits to be gained from actually growing your own food.
Oh, yeah.
Nutritional benefits, monetary benefits, familial benefits. You know, it's generally a family endeavor and something that gets people away from a computer screen or an iPhone and gets them out there in the garden where, I mean, man was created in a garden. I mean, that's our roots, and there's so much fulfillment to be had in being able to produce for yourself and become as self-sufficient as possible.
And my granddaughter just loves to go out in the garden with my son, and they just have a great time. She has her little hat that she wears to keep the sun off her head, and she has her boots, you know, so she can go tromping through the dirt, and it's pretty comical to see, but she's very serious about her gardening. They got a little plot that's hers over there that she has to keep watered and do things, It's a great time. It's a great family bonding, a good father and daughter time. And you can
Absolutely.
Teach lessons. You know, we were talking about the scriptures earlier. You can teach lessons in that. That's what the Lord reached out and he gave them an analogy that they could relate to. But today when we talk about sowing and planting and harvesting and gardening, you know, most people get that deer in the headlight look because all they do is they go to the store and buy a can.
Well, a lot of people will tell you, well, I just don't have a green thumb. But Lucinda likes to tell him, well, it's all about luck. It's not about a green thumb. And luck represents living under correct knowledge. Once you
That's
put
pretty
the
good.
Skills
I liked
in
that
your
when
toolkit,
I read it.
Yeah, once you put those skills into your toolkit, then you can actually do it. And it's not rocket science. And, in fact, we teach a particular method of gardening that pretty much ensures that a person will be successful in their first season, which usually isn't the case, because in your traditional methods, there is an awful lot, a huge learning curve, and a lot of trial and error, a lot of failure before you finally get it right, whether it has to do with amending the soil or knowing when to plant, how far apart, you know, how different varieties are handled and so forth. It's really tough. But we teach a system called Mitleiter, which makes it very, very easy, very productive, very efficient, and those who have really committed to gardening in this fashion, even from the get-go, come back to us at shows and conferences and say, I mean, it's not uncommon for us to be telling somebody, a new customer across the table, about this system, and then some stranger standing next to him says, yeah, I just want to tell you, I bought that seed bank from them last year, and I did exactly what they said, and it was unbelievable.
Hmm.
So,
well, that's kind of testimonies you like to hear.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And truly, I mean, I know it sounds marketing, but it is absolutely the case.
And, you know, people don't have to have a huge amount of land to put out a little garden. And I wanted to kind of express that today, too, because a lot of people do live in town. They've just got a little yard. They don't have a great amount of space. But you can still put out a garden. You can't put out a truck patch, but you could still put out a garden, and you could still put out and reap enough to can or freeze your food and have food for the winter. You mentioned our grandparents. They did it without even thinking. That was just the way they were going to have their winter food. So they put out their garden, you know, early in the spring, started planting their seeds in around January, February in the house and got her done. But it was all a matter of that's just what you did. That was the job you did.
Absolutely. And you know what? Most of our customers have backyards. They don't have
big gardens,
homesteads.
Big, yeah.
And really the only limiting factor in terms of gardening in a backyard is shade. If you've got trees back there and the light can't hit the ground and you've got a homeowners association that won't let you remove those trees, and you're kind of out of luck. But as long as you've had sunlight back there, Lucinda teaches people how to grow 2,000 pounds of food in their backyard on an annual basis. Mm. It is absolutely possible to do that.
Well, and also, you know, I know they can't reap necessarily a huge amount, but you know, they've gone to the planting of the pots, you know, on the decks and such, you know, and people in apartments can still have a little bit of something and enjoy some fresh food. And there are empty lots in different places in the cities that they will allow you to plant. There's some community gardens that are going around now where people are putting out gardens, you know, working together and putting things out. And, you know, it's good exercise for one thing, and you get to reap a beautiful benefit, fresh food.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, you know, you want to explain a little bit about the Mittlider method? Can you do that just
sure.
a little bit quickly?
Yeah, so Jacob Mittlider developed this system back in the 60s and 70s, and it's a method which is an integrated approach to gardening. Everything ties together. You can't really do half Mittlider. Either you do it or you don't do it. But it's a method of growing in a linear fashion, you know, straight down a bed. It can be either done in the ground, or it can be done in raised beds, which we prefer for various reasons. The irrigation is right down the line of the root zone via a PVC pipe, which is about 3 inches up off of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You only water a couple of minutes a day. It's not anything, again, like regular gardening. So it's very, very light on the watering. You are feeding your plants the exact nutrition they need on a weekly basis, which you just sprinkle down right down the line of plants in your bed. And then that water over the course of the next week just kind of waters that nutrition down into the root zone. So you're only fertilizing those plants that you're actually trying to grow. You're only watering those plants you're actually trying to grow. And because you are feeding them exactly what they need in the right proportion, they are going to respond with vigor and production and generally on a faster basis. And so you can grow in less space because it's a more dense form of gardening. You're growing up as much as possible as opposed to growing out.
Well, out can be a problem if you have a space issue. So
exactly.
You know, it's like whether you want to have those tomatoes go vine or if you want to have them up on, you know, up on the stakes, tomato stakes. So, you know, it makes a big difference on how much you grow and what your space is.
That's right.
Those watermelons, they can kind of take over.
They can, but it's even possible to grow watermelons vertically.
That's interesting.
We have T-posts in the garden bed, which we suspend cattle panel from, which is a very heavy welded wire fencing material that you mm-hmm. can pick up at a local lumber yard. And growing these vining type crops up through that cattle panel, you can actually suspend watermelons and cantaloupes and so forth and do it that way.
That's awesome. I've never seen it done that way, I don't think. That would be kind of interesting to watch. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about Texas Ready Seeds, gardening, and being prepared. And when we come back, I'm going to ask him what makes Texas Ready Seeds different from any other seeds. And then he also has vintage music that he's into. I think you might find that extremely interesting. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. If you've got some questions, give us a holler at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Kirk and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code Beth Ann. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Kurt Nock of Texas Ready Seeds. Kurt, we're going to continue our conversation, but we do have some phone calls. We have Larry in Missouri with a question. Larry, how are you today?
Oh, fine, Beth. Yeah, I got a couple questions for you. We don't have a problem with raising the garden. We got a problem with keeping it. We've got the raised bed system works pretty well. But we've got raccoons and possum in our fruit trees, and we'd like to know what's the best way to keep them from the fruit trees and keep the deer out of the raised beds. From the deer eating our raised beds.
So you got to keep the raccoons out of the fruit trees, and you got to keep the deer out of the garden. Okay, Kirk?
Well, generally for deer in the garden, about the only thing that I'm really aware of that's going to work is going to be a tall enough fence to keep them from jumping over it.
It seems like they jump higher than we know.
Oh, they do. They do. Yeah, you may need something 8 feet out there to prevent that. I mean, that's, you know, when you're living in those kind of conditions out there where you're dealing with wildlife that's competing for your on your dinner plate, then that presents issues. But even the smaller things, raccoons and possums, of course, are a problem in a neighborhood backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think electric fence around the raised bed?
Yes, I mean, not so much with the deer because they're going to jump over that too, but certainly if you were able to string an electric wire around the top of your fence and make sure that the fence itself did not have holes large enough to get through, our biggest problem has been the rabbits,
can you make that electric fence high and have wires hanging down from it, you know what I mean? Is that possible, I wonder?
I don't really think that would be a solution. There are fences out there that you can purchase specifically for this reason or this purpose that are kind of portable, and you can string them up around wherever you are, or you could run a wire along the top of a pre-existing fence as long as they can't get through the fence itself. Like I was saying, the problem that we had was with rabbits, and we took T-posts and put them around the garden area, put railroad ties along the base of that, which really kind of helped anchor the fence and kept the weeds away from the fence and helped to prevent people or things from burrowing under it, which kind of solved several problems at once, and then a wire along the top of that. And that seems to have worked out really well. But then, of course, now you got the problem with the birds coming in from the air, eating on your tomatoes and stuff. I mean, it's
and the turtles. The turtles will get them. They'll just take a big old bite out.
Turtles are getting in our garden, I can tell you that.
We've got the chicken wire bit, you know, running the chicken wire around and stuff, but we get nothing but rose bushes coming up through chicken wire on that.
Now, I'm going to ask a stupid question because I've been told this before, that if you take the hair out of your hairbrush and put the human hair around, that kind of they don't like it. Didn't work, huh?
We got bags of that stuff. We tried that. That don't work either.
All right.
I don't know anybody growing that much hair. We've got some pretty big gardens going on, and
that's a lot of human hair.
All right,
Larry, I'm gonna have to let you go. We're gonna go to the next caller. Thanks, Larry. We have Neil from Illinois. Neil, how are you? I mean, Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
Oh, doing all right. Staying dry. It's a little rainy here today.
Yeah, it's kind of hazy here today too.
Right. My question's about what do you do about. What's your suggestion? What you do about two-legged critters? You know, you're talking about preparing for the end times. You're going to have to deal with looters. And
well, that is a huge, huge topic, and I don't know that we have time to get into that. But there's so many different variables in that situation. The neighborhood you live in, assuming you even live in a neighborhood, the kind of neighbors you have, the kind of relationships that you have with those neighbors, whether or not you're growing in an area which is visible or if people know what's actually back there. I mean, there's just, you know, I'm afraid that's a very personalized situation and something that you're going to have to deal with between you and the Holy Spirit.
You know, I had somebody tell me once, Neil, and we don't want to get in-depth in this, but I had somebody tell me one time that as Christians, we do have a responsibility to the others around us, not just our families. And this particular person, this was back during the prepping time when everybody was into the preppers. He was saying you should raise enough and have enough and keep enough on the shelf or wherever it is that you store for your neighbors, too. To help others, to reach out and help others. And that's also a way we can witness. But I know what you're saying. They're going to come in and they're going to, you know, still you have kids coming in taking a watermelon, whether they need them or not. You still have the two-legged folks.
Right.
Yeah, it's really, this is, as all of our life should be, this is a walk of faith. We don't have all the answers. And we don't know necessarily what we're going to do in any given situation that we're confronted with. And the things that we will be confronted with are probably not the things that we're currently worried about. So, you know, we take one day at a time. We do the best we can with the gifts and the tools and the resources God has given to us. And we have to leave the rest up to Him.
That's right.
Yeah, well, for people living out in the boondocks like we do wild gardening. which, in other words, unless you know what you're looking for, you're not going to find any of our stuff because it's just growing out through the woods everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. That's quite a very good option, and there are certain breeds that are much more conducive to that than others.
And there's also wild. We also encourage wild edibles by cutting out what we call weeds, things that aren't edible or medicinal. Cut that stuff out. Get a chance for the other stuff to spread and grow.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, just like you would if you were in the backyard. Got to cut it all out.
Well, a lot of people cut out things. They don't understand that, you know, you got plantain and dandelions and wild onion and all kinds of stuff growing in their yards, and they're out there killing all that stuff. Well, that's a major food source if you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something else that should be mentioned, and that is the fact that you can't actually garden in your front yard, even if you do have homeowners restrictions, because there's a lot of food you can grow that doesn't look like food. They think you're growing some ornamental plant, but really you've got Malabar spinach out there that you can eat, but it looks great. It's a wonderful climbing vine. You can grow sweet potatoes in your front garden.
Oh, yeah.
Great ground cover. It keeps the weeds out and produces a lot of food. So you can do a lot even in your front yard, either through, again, ground cover or climbing vines.
You can add those sweet potatoes.
Earlier when
the sweet potato vines just in a flower pot.
Yeah, you can do that too. Mm-hmm. Although you're going to be limited on the number of sweet potatoes you're going to be able to pull out.
Well,
of that
I was just saying that they are ornamental, and there's a lot of people that's what they do. They put them in that, so that,
right,
by all means, you can raise it in the front yard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mentioned earlier about the vertical system that we teach, which gives you a lot more options than your traditional gardening might, even on your larger fruits and vegetables. As far as watermelons are concerned, I was referring to the smaller personal watermelons. I'm not talking about the real big honking things that you buy in the store.
Did you take Tennessee
there?
Although
you could probably devise a way to do that too, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay, not vertically anyway.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Neil. Anything else?
No, I just wondered if you knew anything about the latest thing in gardening. I've heard about is this German woodpile gardening. And I know a guy. I've got a neighbor that's got a German woodpile garden. And it's just old sticks and brush and stuff they piled up, and they throw some dirt into it and compost and what have you, and then plant strawberries, onions, variety of different plants in this pile, and they never have to water it because the wood holds the moisture in, and it takes very little, if no watering in most cases, and depending on what you're growing in it. But it works real good for lettuce and strawberries, like I said, any kind of plant that grows on that you're harvesting from the top.
You know, I think I wish he's listening. I think he's in a meeting, my oldest son. He actually has different beds around his yard. And I know he has one bed that he tried that in. He didn't have real good luck, but it may have been what he was trying to grow in it. But I wish he was here so he could comment on that. We'll find out about that, Neil, another time. Appreciate your call. We're headed into a break. 877-895-5410. And Kurt and Beth Ann, going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Kurt, my son can't call in, but he's listening, and he sent me a text. He said, and I hope Neil's still listening. He said the German woodpile is called huggle culture.
Yeah, huggle culture.
Huggle culture,
right.
Okay. And he said, I planted strawberries in mine this year. He said, in the past, I've had great luck with the green beans. So he did have good luck with it, so I was mistaken about that. I thought that that was one of the beds that didn't do well, so I'm apparently thinking of another bed. But anyway, he's interested. So he does use that in one of his beds. He like I told you when we talked on the phone a few weeks ago, that he's got beds throughout his yard. And he lives right in the city. He's in Lawrence, Kansas, and so they can only do certain things there. But he's got a spread out around his yard, and it looks nice. It looks nice. Uh-huh. So anyway, let's talk about Texas Ready Seeds. We've talked all around that, what it is that you offer, what makes it unique. I mean, we know that you've worked hard, and they're not hybrids, they're heritage seeds, and how you would even advise someone to get started.
Well, I should mention the fact that we sell seed banks. We don't sell seed individual
packets.
Seed varieties or packets. Yeah, that there are plenty of places you can go to on the internet. Just Google heirloom seed packets or something, and you'll come up with plenty of options. A good option for that would be some friends of ours called White Harvest Seed Company. They specialize in that sort of thing, and they're really good folks. We sell pre-assembled kits of seed, which each kit comprises a little over 80 varieties. So it's it's really a turnkey kind of system, especially if you get it with the mitt lighter materials and the nutrients. You're pretty much good to go at that point. We sell seeds which are regional, so we're not going to sell the same seed bank to a person in where you live as we would sell to one of our own neighbors, because obviously some varieties are not going to perform well in the north that are more acclimated to a humid tropical type.
Minnesota is not going to be the same as Missouri or Texas.
No. Growing in Minnesota, you're looking for varieties that are going to come to maturity in a much shorter time frame, because you don't have a very long growing season up there. So you got to get that stuff in and out in order to get your produce, whereas down here.
And I was going to say, that's one of the questions one of the listeners on Facebook had. They wanted to know how late to put out the garden, and that would depend on where you are in the nation.
Absolutely. Now, here in Houston, we garden year-round, so we have several gardens. You know, we'll be, summertime, as hot as it is pretty a slow, pretty much a slow time, but starting in August, we're planting our fall garden. We've got stuff going through the winter months, or our leafy green vegetables and so forth. So just depending on where you are and your ADLF, which is the average date of last frost, and that's something that's related to your growing zone. You can find that from your local agricultural extension agent. But those are parameters that you're going to have to work within based on where you live. But starting with the right seed, you need to have seed that you know is going to do well in your particular environment, given your particular climate and so forth. And our seed banks are rated for that.
I also want to give your website. It's texasready.net. Texasready.net.
Right.
Do you have a phone number you'd like to give out if somebody just wanted to call and visit with you?
Certainly. My number is 281-796-7826, and I'd be happy to answer any questions your listeners might have.
I'm going to give that.
And they can also, it's 281-796-7826.
Okay, go ahead.
And certainly they can contact us through texasready.net by email.
Yes, and they do answer email. That's how we got them. So they do answer email. So, and you know, it's kind of got me excited here about gardening, and I haven't gardened in a long time. I have to confess that. I used to garden, but I haven't done that in a long time, and I keep telling my husband, he retired a month and a half ago. I said, you ought to garden. I said, go talk to Alden or Quint. They'll tell you what to do.
Well,
he was a farmer, so I'm just making fun of him. So
if you're doing it by the mitt lighter system, once you've got your beds in place, it is so easy. It's so much less work gardening mitt lighter than any other systems. If you tried to garden in the past and it was just too big a burden to carry, too big a mountain to climb, try the mitt lighter system. You'll find that it becomes a joy instead of a burden.
And they can look that up, but I think also the best way to find that out is just to contact texasready.net. Just go to texasready.net and send them an email or give him a call at 281-796-7826. Well, it's still the time for gardening. They're still putting things out here in the state of Missouri. The early stuff has already been planted, but we still haven't planted things like our tomatoes and the things we really like in the summertime. Those haven't gone in the ground just yet. So if anybody's listening and you're in Missouri, and I think the person with the question on Facebook wanted to know about that you still got time to put out a small garden.
Well, yes. Depending, like you say, on the breeds that you're wishing to grow, that's true. I'm not familiar with what your growing cycle is up where you live, but again, that's something that you can easily determine on the internet. Looking at your USDA growing zone and your local ag agency will be able to tell you what you're able to plant at this time and what you have time for before the frost kicks in the fall.
All right. Well, we usually plant the lettuce and the radishes and stuff that's already in the ground, and mm-hmm. Some of that's already out there. But to plant the corn or the tomatoes and the other things like that you want to grow later, they're not in the ground just yet. We have a little bit of a chance of a late frost or freeze, so we always kind of watch that. But we cover them up, you know, we put something over them and try to get them going if you try to get them in the ground early. So,
Well, what this has been a crazy year weather-wise.
Oh, it has been.
You really don't know what's happening right around the corner.
We've had a lot of wet here, not near what Nebraska had, but we've had a lot of wet here, a lot of rain, and so some of the places in the yard are pretty soggy yet. So just depends on where you've got your garden plot, or if you want to put something out just in planters on the deck and grow you some tomatoes. I've got a mother-in-law that does that. So we are just about out of time. I'm going to let you finish it up, give a little plug for Texas Ready Seeds.
Well, again, thank you for having us on, Beth Ann. I appreciate it.
We didn't get time to talk about music, so we'll have to do that another time.
That sounds fine. Yeah. That sounds fine. But we are selling a lifestyle. We're not really selling survival seed banks. We really want people to thrive. We want people to thrive in every area of their life, physical and spiritual. And we're committed to that. And if there's any way we can help your listeners, I'd be happy to talk to them.
Absolutely. Kurt, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to be on the show today. And we'll be visiting with you later. And we'll try to do a little segment or two on the music, because I know that the vintage music will be of great interest to some of my listeners. Thank you so much for all that you do. You know, you say you want to help people all the way around, and that's what we say. We've got to come together and I like to say, get on our knees, but that's the only way we're going to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.